Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Of Disorderly Conduct. And I'm your host, Vincent the Bay. I'll be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours as we celebrate another Free Ball Friday, the end of another week. And I thank you for joining me for a show which I hope will be entertaining and informative. A lot has been happening in the real world and on the webs. And we can talk about any and everything that's on your, anything that's on your mind. Look at my little episode description there. The infamous Barrett Brown was apprehended, was it last night? 2 nights ago? I can't remember. My short-term memory, just like my long-term memory, is not all that it used to be. But anyways, Barrett Brown was raided live on Tiny Chat, allegedly for threatening an FBI agent. Apparently, he released a series of YouTube videos this week, and one of them threatened an FBI agent by the name of Robert Smith, which I had heard him talking about, rather, you know, tweeting and whatnot about Robert Smith for a while, and I thought that was just a joke. Isn't Robert Smith the guy? Well, first of all, he's the lead singer of The Cure, but isn't that also the name of the Agent Smith in The Matrix? I don't know. Whatever, I want to get to the bottom of this tonight. If you If you have any info you'd like to share, thoughts, feelings, anecdotes regarding the apprehension of Barrett Brown, the infamous spokesperson / leader of Anonymous, please feel free to call in. I'm hoping to have Jay Lederman call in later in the show. He is serving as legal counsel, I believe, to Barrett Brown, and he's a very busy man, as you would expect at this time, but he is being gracious enough to share a little time with us and get us up to date on what is happening with Barrett Brown. So hopefully he will join us in the second hour. So stick around if you have questions for him. Call in 347-826-7667. Or you can tweet me, tweet him. Send me a message in the chat room, and we'll hook it up. Get to the bottom of this Barrett Brown mess. And speaking of the chit-chat room, we got a packed room already. I want to honor my early chit-chatters. Shouts out to American Sting, Children of Allah, Desert Rose, Prison Reform Movement, Scarlet Kitty. Hello, ladies. We got some ladies in the house. Stuart KFC in the building, and Tom Show. So that rounds off a ton of guest listeners. Guest listeners, if you're new to the Blog Talk Radio platform, I would encourage you to sign up. It's really easy to do. It's free. It's like any other social media site. You create an account and a screen name and an avatar, and you can jump in the chit-chat room and talk smack with the likes of American Sting, Children of Allah, Desert Rose, Scarlet Kitty, Stuart KFC. Don't be shy, people. It's really easy to do. It takes you about a minute. You'll be back in here in no time. You can also, take anonymous messages throughout the show. Some people, in addition to wanting to be anonymous in the chat room, they also want to be anonymous with their questions or commentary. And you can direct message me, PM me on Blog Talk Radio in the chat room just by, I think you just double-click my name. Yeah, double-click anybody's name in the chat room, and that will give you a direct, personal, private message, whatever you want to call it. And you can give me an anonymous message, and I will read it on air. Also, feel free to tweet me. It's twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Speaking of Twitter, there is a Twitter button icon underneath the little slideshow there on the show page. I would encourage you all to tweet out the link to the show. Let's get some more folks in here. And don't be shy. Call in if you have anything on your mind. We don't have to talk about Barrett Brown right now. I'm hoping Jay will be with us next hour to cover that. So it doesn't have to be about that. Other news going on. A good friend of the show, Shari Wongs, longtime friend of the show here, young gentleman out of the UK, has hung it up, apparently, at least his Twitter account. He apparently has retired from Twitter, and he posted a pastebin about that. Hopefully I will get crappy airbags to call in and have some analysis on that. Unfortunately, I don't see him on the switchboard, and I don't think he's tweeted in about an hour or so. So it could be the case that Crappy Airbags has pulled another Crappy Airbags and fallen asleep. So, oh well. Oh, thanks. Prison Reform Movement says it was Wednesday night that he got raided. There you go. Wednesday night, Barrett Brown got raided. Good stuff. As always, Friday means Free Ball Friday. It's the day of the week where we wear no underpants here on the Disorderly Conduct program. So if you're listening, it's a general rule that you do not wear underwear in celebration of the weekend that is to come. Unless you're unemployed and weekends don't mean shit, so what the heck? You're probably free balling all week. Anyways, give me a call, 347-826-7667. Let's free ball, everybody.
All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh, yeah. You already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay. That's the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. Not to be confused with Green Bay or Tampa Bay. And speaking of the Bay, we always keep on top of Bay Area sports here. Currently, we're taking a little look in here at the A's game. The A's, by the way, are in a race for the wild card playoff position. And they are currently playing the Orioles and are up 3-2 in the seventh inning, bottom of the seventh. A win here does a lot for the A's. They're actually in direct competition with Baltimore in the playoff spot, the wild card spot. I don't know if you want to pay attention to baseball. I barely do. But this new, I have a problem with this whole wild card playoff thing. I thought they were adding another round of playoffs, like a playoff round. You know, maybe best of five, if not best of seven. No, that's not the case. The playoff, the wild card play-in round, it's one game. The A's are kicking all this ass right now. They can't, they just can't, you know, they're kicking so much ass, they just can't quite catch Texas. If they could catch Texas, that'd be awesome. But the A's are going to qualify for this wild card thing more than likely. And it's not to, and it's all to play one game. The wild card playoff is one game. It's a one game play-in. It's the worst idea ever. It's going to cause havoc for, I mean, presumably it's going to be like the day after the season's over. So, you know, good luck on who you're starting. And not to mention that the team that wins that playoff game, that wild card game, they're obviously going to play their ace, you know, or the best pitcher they can for that game, which will take that person out of the first couple of games of the next series. So it puts them at more of a disadvantage. It's terrible. They got to change that. Turn that into at least two out of three. Come on, do something. I say it's a five-game series. I think wild card should be a five-game play-in series, one game. These guys play 162 games just to play one more game. What's that all about? Anywho, I want to say give a big shout-out to all the listeners. We've got a nice packed little room here. American Sting, Children of Elan, Desert Rose, Prison Reform Movement, Scarlet Kitty, Soundwave 123, Stuart KFC, The Name of the Rose, and Tom Show. A lot of guest listeners, too. Let's see. Let's go to the phone lines here. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Caller, you're live. Your hand's up. You're on the air. What's going on? Hello, is this on? Hello? Caller?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Oh, is that Nature Boy?
Yes, it is the Nature Boy, Block Talk Radio President. How are you tonight? Good to the Bay. Good to see you here.
Oh, good to be here. Good to be here. Thanks for coming out. It's Free Ball Friday, where it's a little bit of a fiesta here, as per usual.
Oh, yeah.
Fiesta, however you want to call it. It's been a long week. It's been a long, long week. And, basically, shit is burning down in the Middle East right now. Like, shit is popping off over there. What's up with that? These are the people that, last year we were saluting because they were the Arab Spring?
Oh, yes. We've got a lot of problems going on in the Middle East. Jackass has decided to put out some YouTube videos slamming the great Muhammad. And, shit.
I saw part of a clip of it. I don't think I saw the part where it was depicted, but I just saw a clip that was long enough to where I could just tell the production value was just kind of shoddy. It was just like, come on, dude, this is just some wacko, experimental film, filmmakers out of his gore. You know, anybody in their mom can make a fucking film these days. Come on, give me a break.
Oh yeah.
And anybody. they want people to push boundaries. Good for him. You know, any PR is some good. Good PR.
Oh yeah, he's getting tons of PR. So much now to where he's in hiding. He's got his wife and his children, but he's went into hiding and doesn't want to show his face. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all.
Rick,
I know someone else.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I know someone else who needs to go into hiding as well, Fitz.
Who's that?
That's Debbie. The Hypocrite Daily.
What are you talking about? That's your girlfriend.
Oh, no. She is divorced from the Nature Boy now.
Oh, my God. What happened this time?
Oh, she's just a lying, bottle-feeding trash bag hoe. That's exactly, and you know it's true, Vince of the Bay. You have supported the cause here on your program for years that Debbie is a psychotic bitch. We all know it. And, but I'm not here to talk about Debbie Daly. I am here that I hear you mention that the beautiful Desert Rose is in your chat room.
Last I checked, yes. Why, yes. She's active, too. She's not sleeping. She's actually active in the chat. So she can hear you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do you have something you'd like to say about Desert Rose? Go ahead. Address her.
Yes.
The floor is yours. Go for it.
Yes, I want to send my deepest love out to my new Block Talk Radio Queen, my new wife, as of last night, Desert Rose. Desert, Daddy, is so proud to be your man. Woo! So proud.
Wow.
Yes, listen to me. You missed it.
Did we just break this live? Is this live? Is this an exclusive?
Yes, this is an exclusive. Last night on the Desert Rose show, the Nature Boy and Desert Rose tied the knot of matrimony.
Wow.
It was great. Very great.
Hey, congratulations. She's a hottie. Wow, you're a lucky man.
Well, thank you. I know.
Wow.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Vince of the Bay. Yes, it is the wedding being heard around Block Talk Radio's universe. Desert Rose and the Nature Boy, the new power couple. Woo! Of Block Talk Radio.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. Right, an exclusive right here on BTR. I go away from BTR for like a week and a half. I come back, and Nature Boy is hooked up with Desert Rose.
Oh yes. And Debbie Daly is out the
lifetime.
Window bit today.
What was that?
Out the window. Debbie Daly is out the window.
All right, whatever you say. Let's see what the Jew has to say. Hey, Jew, what it do? This is the one angry Jew.
Misfits and mental deficiency. I forgot that I was tuned in. All of a sudden, I hear Nature Boy. I think.
Hey, you shut your mouth, Jew, and you show me the respect, brother. How you doing, one angry Jew?
Did I tell you I had a fantastic time in New York this weekend?
Oh, really? New York?
Yeah, New York City.
Wow.
I did tell you, Vince, right?
Probably, but I think I forgot. But
well, you remembered. Now here's the question of the day. What happened to Jermaine Thompson?
What? Who?
To who?
Jermaine. Jermaine, is he dead?
Who the hell is that?
Jermaine Jackson?
No, Jermaine Thompson.
No, he's alive. Michael's dead.
Jermaine, I don't know who Jermaine Jackson is. But apparently I've missed all this nonsense, Desert Rose and Debbie.
Nonsense. Dale, no.
Nature.
Show
sounds
some
like,
respect.
Sounds
she is
like
my wife and you
nonsense to me.
Nonsense, yeah.
I thought
just
you
like
had a
your...
wife and wait a minute. I thought you had a wife and kid at home. Turn around and look.
No, they're gone too.
Where did they
gone. Go? Out the window. Out the window with Debbie Daly, that hypocrite, that
how
lying
high,
model thingy.
How high off the ground is your window?
It's pretty high. Pretty
high. I have a vision that he has a basement apartment and he's looking up, not down.
A basement apartment? Are you kidding me? Come on, Jew. You don't have to line the nature boy up with your living arrangements there in wherever it is you're from. But we all know you're no stranger to basements. No stranger. No stranger. And neither are your children. We've heard of the fine A-rated abuse that you put your children through, Jew. Horrible.
My kid loved The Lion King. Have you seen The Lion King, Vince?
No. No intention.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, maybe if I have a kid, I will.
Well, even if you don't have a kid, it was good.
I might
amazing.
Have some illegitimate kids.
Amazing
that I can
choreography
take.
And costumes. Amazing.
Starring Debbie Daly as the lion.
What is your fixation with Debbie Daly, if I might ask?
She's a bitch. She's a hypocrite, and you know it too, Jew. You know it too. You're no stranger to Debbie Daly and her psychotic rants and
okay, ladies and gentlemen, and I put them in the green room. They are now in the screening room now, which is we dubbed the green room here. They are talking to each other in the green room right now. For those of you who are new listeners, these are old-time, old-school blog talk radio personalities, the One Angry Jew and Nature Boy Ric Flair. So just to get you up to speed, you're wondering who these morons are. Just to keep you up to date. You're listening to Vince in the Bay here with the One Angry Jew and Nature Boy Ric Flair. If you want to join us, the number 347-826-7667. We're hoping in the next hour to hook up with Jay Lieberman and get an update on the Barrett Brown situation. But until then, we'll just take calls. I wanted to acknowledge Shari Wong's. I will do that before the show is over. But anyways, let's check back in with the Jew and Ric Flair. Let's see what they're talking about.
Well, thank you very much. One Angry Jew. All right, that's back to you. Vince in the Bay.
Great. Up. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate that. Well, there you have it. That's.
It was so boring that even I had.
The One Angry Jew and Nature Boy Ric Flair bringing it, their old school blog talk radio stalwarts. And. Ay vey. You can't escape the blog talk radio late night drama.
No, you mean Blog Talk Radio late night legends, Vince of the Bay. Get it right.
The Knights of BTR.
Yes.
Well, I would agree with that.
Legends.
I
think he's right about the legends.
Oh, yeah. Legends.
Well, apparently,
absolutely
tonight,
right.
You heard earlier, we had broke it here, the exclusive. Nature Boy, Ric Flair, is now hooked up with Desert Rose. So are you guys going to do a show together? What's going on now that you guys are...
That has got to be one boring show.
Really? Drew, where's your show? Oh, I forgot. You don't have one.
Well, I don't need one. I don't need one. See, in the immortal words...
No, you really don't, because, I mean, you're not good at this as it is.
In the immortal words of Masad Ayub, the closest gun is the one pointing at you. I don't need a show. I just take over the shows that I go on.
I wish I knew
what... Bill Wagner show, then. Go to Bill Wagner's show.
Bill Wagner doesn't have a show.
Bill Wagner has a show?
No, he doesn't have a show.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure
guy's,
he does.
This guy's timing is all screwed up. He's still back in 2011 when Bill had a show.
Right on. We were supposed to... I'm hoping to be also joined by Fat Red Dragon. I talked to Fat Red Dragon via the Twitter, and I was trying to get him on as a co-host, so hopefully he'll show up at some point.
The Fat Red Dragon... That other show, Milk and the Cows.
And what show? The Fat Red Dragon tried to get hold of me the other day.
Oh, really?
I wasn't around.
Oh, it's too bad. All right, let's take some more calls. We got people on the line. Let's go to this call. Go ahead, call me on the air. Who's that?
Hey, Ben.
Hey, who's this?
You can call me Ferret Brown.
Ferret?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I just called to tell you that your show needs more profanity.
Oh, please provide. Please, well, sounds like you have.
Oh yeah, we're Bernie Plants in Michigan this evening. Anyway, more profanity, less WWE, Raw, Monday Night Superstar. Thank you. I love you. And God bless America.
All right. Appreciate the call. Sounds like we're missing the party, kids. That's where it's at right there. Speaking of parties, the A's look like they're going to hopefully hold on here. Bottom of the eighth, checking in here with your sports update. It's the A's 3, Orioles 2. Two outs in the bottom of the eighth. Trying to get some, really, really need some insurance here, but it's Chris Carter at the plate with two outs. I don't know. They gotta hang on here. But we'll keep you up to date on that and more. But I'm Vince in the Bay. Call in. Give me a ring-a-ding. That was cool. That call was kind of a critique. He wanted me to be more explicit, I guess. We'll use more profanity. But you know me, Nature Boy. I'm what am I, a 1965 radio ripoff? They weren't using profanity back then. It was all between the lines, dude. Oh, wait, dude, you're muted. Hang on. Go ahead.
Unmuted. You have to mute. Yeah, 1965 radio ripoff artist. There's no profanity around here. Not a disorderly conduct. You go to some other low-rated unprofessional show for that.
Oh, man. I really wish Crappy Airbags didn't conk out tonight. I was hoping we could get the Wongs to call in one more time.
The Wongs?
Yeah, I have the Wongs on Skype. I could try to Skype him in if he's online.
Skype him in, Vince.
All right, I'll have to look into that. But in the meantime... The Wongs posted a paste bin, essentially claiming his retirement of the Wongs monkey, or Yeah, it should be linked in the description, but he was a regular on the show, and he quoted me in his little thing.
Oh, retired. Retired.
I think he's going to be of age. I think he's going to turn 18. I think once.
Oh, really?
I think he says he's like 15 or 16, but he's been saying that for like 3 or 4 years. He's got to be 18 almost. So he's got to retire the Wongs. It had to happen eventually.
Uh-oh. What's going on with you and your Cabana boy there, Carl?
Dude, that's what I was going to say earlier. Where the hell is Carl? Stuart KFC knows. For those of you who don't know, another component of the show is that I try to incorporate my people, my everyday life, into the show. So I have my Cabana boy, Carl. He's a regular on the show. But for a while there, I didn't have a Cabana boy. It was Carl. Then it was vacant, and I was actually auditioning for new Cabana boys. In fact, you can go into my archive and look in the description. It says it'll say it in a couple of shows. And I was openly auditioning for a Cabana boy, and finally he came back, and now he's supposed to be my fill-in Cabana boy. But I don't know, Carl, if you're out there, he knows I'm doing a show, so he should at least call in.
That's Carl. This is lonely.
All right, let's take a call here. That's okay. We got another caller here. Go ahead, caller. You just called in a minute ago. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. How are you this morning, Vince? It is I, Cranston. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Wait, who is this?
Cranston with Gretels. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I must say your show is extra spicy tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you. I presume that's a compliment.
Oh, allow me to interject here. Your show is always extra nice when the fat Jew is off the line. He sucks the life out of your show. You know that? You don't need this man. You don't need his kind of ilk.
I would agree 100%. I agree.
Thank you.
Balls to you.
Balls. Balls, is this Freefall Friday?
Yeah. That's the only show I do anymore. I just do Friday's show.
How ironic. I'm sitting here on my lazy boy with my balls hanging out. My scrotum touches my knees. The things that happen in old age.
Horrible. Too much information there.
It's not funny, young man. When you get old, gravity takes hold of your scrotum, and it will tug until it reaches your kneecaps. You will see, young man. You will see.
I'm nowhere near old. Nowhere near your age.
Are you on the level?
You want to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
I would recommend you not to wear boxers anymore. I'm a long-time wearer of the boxers. And as you can see, my balls now extend past the lower cuffs. It's ridiculous.
All right, so the Jew is back with us. We lost the one angry Jew there for a while, but he's back with us.
I'm going to go. If he's coming back, I'm gone. I cannot
even... That's good.
Bastard. I cannot listen to him. He's just disgusting. His voice gives me a headache. Disgusting. Good night, Vince. Ta-ta for now.
All right. Thanks for calling out. I appreciate the call.
I'd like to take a little sideways.
That was a long-time listener. That was a long-time listener, first-time caller. That was... Well,
that's
a long-time listener.
Who was that?
Yeah. Do you have problems with your...
I don't. He kind of sounded like Mr. Miyagi. I thought it was Mr. Miyagi.
No. He needs a lollipop up his ass.
Oh, my God. Here we go. What about a pickle, do you?
A pickle is always a good thing, yeah.
Anyway, if you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, feel free to do so. I see we have FRD laying low in the cuts. Good to have you here, FRD.
But he hasn't called in.
No, he called in. He's here. He just, his hand's not up.
Well, bring him in.
Come on, FRD.
Don't wait for him to put his hand up. Seize the
FRD, you're live. What's up, dude? Are you there?
Yeah, Vince. I'm here. Hello, Jew. Hello, Nature Boy. What the hell's going on?
Do you have any, do you have your rig all set up? Can you do all kinds of weird sound effects and stuff?
It's a possibility. I might need a couple minutes. I just get out of work and shit. And so, yeah, I can do it. Give me a couple minutes.
Yeah, get on that.
All right.
Got plenty of time. We got plenty of time. We got an hour and 20 more minutes of this crap.
Oh, excruciating.
Excruciating.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to step away briefly. I've got to make a few more rounds around the network tonight. So,
that means he's going to take a big dump. He's not kidding anybody.
No. Shout out to you, Vince.
What Nature Boy, once again, congratulations to you.
Well, thank you.
Desert Rose, for your new union here in the Blog Talk, Radio Talk, Stratosphere, and I know you guys will do great things.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Vince, and I'll be back with you briefly.
Oh, okay. Well, we look forward to it. Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah,
nice
it means you'll be back in 5 minutes after it takes his dump.
Shut up, Jew.
There he goes, Nature Boy. Good friend, Nature Boy.
Oh, yeah. Didn't leave soon enough.
Mm.
You have no structure for this show, do you?
Well, you know, I was going to structure it around this call that's, I guess, going to happen in about 20 minutes now.
Well, talk about coming in on the wire.
Yeah, well, no, I had Jay, who is an attorney in Southern California, I believe.
So we don't like attorneys.
You have to like some attorneys because, like, one out of every two people is an attorney.
You're right. This place blows.
Then we need a good attorney play, don't we?
Yeah. Well, anyways, this attorney is helping represent Barrett Brown, who I guess got raided live on Tiny Chat.
Raided live by whom?
Allegedly the Dallas Sheriff Department, who then handed him over to the feds for allegedly threatening an officer, I believe.
They always claim that.
Yeah. I thought he was making up this officer. He said that it was Robert Smith. I was like, dude, isn't that the guy from The Matrix?
No, but if you remember Ken Moore.
Smith? I thought it was a total, like, troll. I didn't even think that was real.
Who, Ken Moore?
What are you talking about, Ken Moore?
Remember Ken Moore?
Yeah, of course I remember Ken Moore.
Well, where did he disappear to?
He's around. He tweeted me.
He did? Oh, what's his Twitter handle? I'll send him a message.
I don't know. You know, it has to do with bears or something. I can't even remember.
Hmm. He was always talking about washing machines and stuff like that.
Well, that was part of his character on Blog Talk. His name was Ken Moore.
Get it?
And him and Moxie were just they just played that joke over and over till it was dead.
Hmm. Yeah, you mean Tara Lynn.
He's alive and well. He's just, probably better off than all of us. He's fits with reality.
I see. Have you heard from Tara Lynn lately?
Are you talking about Moxie?
Yes.
I haven't. But I think, actually, FRD has. FRD, she's like,
Really?
Like a regular caller in the FRD show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Moxie's a regular caller.
Yeah, she calls in once in a while. I mean, I don't really have a schedule when I do shows. I just kind of do it when I feel like it. And if she sees the tweet, she'll generally call in. She likes to call in and give reports on the conventions that were going on and stuff.
Is that right? You ought to ask her about Larry O'Connor, the prolific Larry O'Connor.
Oh, yeah. Larry O'Connor's doing fantastic. He's a former Blog Talk radio host, now terrestrial radio. Oh, and by the way, to get you back updated with the A's game, the A's pull it out. They catch
it. What are the A's?
In the top of the ninth to end it, 4-3 A's.
Now, what is that? What are the A's?
That is baseball.
Oh.
Nailed the guy at second base. Threw out the runner on the steal to end the game.
I think you should quit.
Is that you, FRD? Are you tuning up? What the hell's going on?
Yeah, sorry about that, buddy. I don't know how loud it is on your end.
Yeah, it was pretty loud. Could you summon the Skype assholes, please?
No. God, no. That's the last thing I want going on.
There's so much fun. And I've got a little peanut butter.
That, you and them should have your own, like, crossfire show.
It would be kind of boring. They always say the same thing. Deputy calls me a bedwetter.
Yeah.
And Snake always references my air conditioner or refrigerator.
Right. Okay, we got some calls now. Let's go to this. We got a call on block number. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, Vince.
Hey, who's this? Hi, you're on the air. Who are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can totally hear you. Who are you and what's on your mind?
Who am I? Listen, I got a minute, Vin. A fucking minute. Me, Vin.
It's Carl, Vince.
It's not me, Carl. Jesse.
It's Jesse. It's the governor.
How you doing?
The body. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
listen.
I'm sorry. My show is a repository for washed-up wrestlers. We now have Jesse Ventura with us. Go ahead, Jesse. You're on the line. What's
up? He doesn't sound like Jesse Ventura.
Shut up, Jew. Go ahead, Jesse.
Everybody shut up, okay? There's the governor here. I'm in charge now, okay? Listen, that fucking guy, Obama, you got to get him out, okay? The world's going to end. He can't be the leader. Man, it's like the fucking black supremacist. We got to get him out. Vince, I'm leaning on you. You're the only one I could depend on, Vince. Listen, my clock's going to go off. I got to fucking do shit, man. Listen, take your ballots, rip them up, fucking vote, bitch. Vote, okay? Don't fucking let them stay any longer, Vince. I got to go. Listen, my time's ending. I got to get out of here, Vince. I love you, brother. Be good.
All right. Thank you, Governor Jesse, the body, Ventura, Governor Ventura. You know, he every time he comes on the show, we're supposed to have him plug his book. He never does it. He always forgets. Every time he forgets. But, yeah, check out Jesse's new book. All right, we got more callers here. Go ahead, caller. You just called a minute ago. Who are you and what's on your mind?
Hello, Finch?
Is that Liza?
It's me, Liza.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I've missed you, Vincenzo. I've missed you.
I missed you, too, Liza. It's great to have you back.
For one thing, Vincent, and you know what it is. Balls to you. Balls to you, Vince.
Balls to you, Liza. Balls to you.
Balls to you.
There she goes, Liza. It's 347-826-7667. I guess we got about 10 more minutes to burn here until hopefully we have Jay call in and give us an update on what's going down with Barrett Brown. I know my Twitter feed was all of, you know, jam-packed with people sending links to Barrett Brown stuff and YouTube videos and the Tiny Chat video is pretty dramatic. But who knows, it can all be staged, right? Anyways, we lost the Jew, we lost the governor. It don't matter, it's Vince of the Bay. If you want to join me, the number 347-826-7667. I'm VITB. It's twitter.com/Vince of the Bay.
Sorry. I'm tuned up now.
There you go. FRD on the ones and twos.
Yeah.
And threes and fours. And
yeah.
Good times. So, can you play like a baseball team?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Like, you know, like the... Okay.
Sure.
Da-da-da-da.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Oakland Athletics are victorious once again, defeating the Baltimore Orioles 4-3. They now have a edge in the wild card of over 9,000 games.
Damn. Yeah. You know, I'm kind of rooting for the Orioles.
9,000? There's no way that could be right.
We got another caller. Go ahead, 810. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince. It's your boy, City of Flint.
Oh, City of Flint. Great to have you.
Yeah, I'm calling east of the Rockies.
Oh yeah. How's it going on east of the Rockies?
Oh, it's good, man. I just had a question for you. I've been working a lot lately, and I haven't been able to keep up with my Twitter feed. But I understand that the Los Zetas are after David Letterman because of some kind of a ferret. Can you get me up to speed here?
No way. I have not heard of that. David Letterman is wanted by the Zetas for a ferret.
Yeah, something about illegal ferret possession or something.
Huh.
I don't know.
Heard that. No, that's new. I'll have to look that up.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I got the motorcycle gang rolling up here.
So anywho, I got FRD with me. We got a load of people in the chat room. Josh the God in the chat room. Peter Gibbons, Prison Reform Movement, Scarlet Kitty, Soundwave 123, Stuart KFC, Tom Show, American Sting, Children of the Law, FRD, Ghost Medic Zombie for something or other. For G, for God? Whatever. Shooty Babbitt's on the scene. I'm Vince of the Bay. We're just going to kick it here and hopefully just take calls the rest of the night. This isn't open lines show. Don't be shy, and people aren't being shy. We got another caller here. Go ahead. You just called in. What's your name? What's going on?
Hello. It's Kilgore. What's going on, Dan?
Are you east or west of the Rockies?
East of the Rockies.
Kilgore.
Wild card line.
Anyway.
Sorry, Vince, I had to.
We are now joined by the infamous Kilgore of Chronicle.su. Oh, damn. You know, I meant to read your latest article. I have it. I bookmarked it on my Twitter. But
oh,
never,
was it too long? GLDR?
But tell me
saying?
About it.
What's that
going
what you're
on?
Saying?
What's the big idea, dude? You're always one step ahead of what is really happening.
Oh, it's very strange, isn't it? I don't know how that works. It just does.
I'm always two steps ahead, three steps. You don't even know, man. I am so far ahead. I'm writing a book that's like 40 years in the future, man. People are going to, their minds are going to be blown.
Yeah. All hail Inglip.
Though I'll, you know, if you want to.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, the thing is, we've got all these people going crazy. You know, they're living in the scientific world. You know, the monotheistic God doesn't make sense anymore, so they start believing in this, you know, Scientology and shit, these very scientific religions, right? Supposedly scientific. Well, they buy it. And you know what? It's all about control, man. It's all about control, and it should be. If you're going to believe in something, there'd be about liberation, right? Better not be some damn control cult.
No doubt. Yeah. I'm feeling it. I got the other callers on mute. Everybody else is your mics are hot, by the way. This is Kilgore. None other than Kilgore joining us now on the program. We're going to go into our second hour here and hopefully be joined by Jay, who is, I guess, representing Barrett Brown in some way, shape, or form, and hopefully get the latest goods on what's going on with that. What were your thoughts on that, Kilgore, when you...
He's insane. He's obviously gone out of his mind. He's playing Internet Revolutionary, and he got a little too deep into a bunch of classified stuff and thought he understood everything that was going on. And I don't know, maybe it is a joke about him, you know, thinking that maybe he really was speaking with hyperbole, but you had to be insane to think that you're not... He swatted himself, right? I mean, what the hell? You don't swat yourself if you're a sane person. I mean, even if you're just, like, making jokes. I mean, shit. It's kind of scary. It wasn't really funny. It's kind of really scary. I don't know. He did... I don't know if anyone had the time to listen to his hour and 45-minute so-called conversation with Topiary, but... It was just him ranting at Topiary, right? Topiary was just like, yeah, whatever. But if you listen to that, it's really kind of sad. It's just the rantings of a guy who's kind of lost his mind with this whole anonymous thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I have to admit, towards the end there, he started getting really, like... It kind of reminded me of what Sabu was sort of like towards the end of his little tenure there. He was spouting off, you know, Sabu was saying some pretty radical shit, you know, towards the end. And
that just begs the question: who is he working for, right? But I think his personality change was a legitimate. It is a very common psychotic thing you see with a lot of internet fame mongers like Shoe Nice or you know, a lot of people who aren't YouTube who, yeah, well, just like me. In fact, I've gone through it all and pulled out of that nosedive, hopefully. You know, you go crazy. Too much time on the internet watching your hit counts, trying to just get your message out there, right? He just had to get it out. You know, New York Times was the enemy, right? Because they weren't reporting enough on Trapwire. Come on. Come on. You're crazy, dude.
Well, you know what they say, or what he said anyway, was that when the going gets tough, the tough turn weird.
Well, dude, if getting arrested was the best way for him to get his message out, that's not legitimate. That's crazy. That's him losing his mind.
Well, actually, that was me butchering a Hunter S. Thompson quote, but the guy's obviously bipolar.
Well, you buy the ticket, take the, I don't know.
The ride, yeah.
Yeah.
anyway.
Well, hopefully he gets help, and, you know, he's obviously a smart guy and has an opinion. He's just, you know, I think he's just done too much shit, and he's, you know, wigging out. It just fucking drove him nuts. Hopefully he dries out and cleans up and makes a comeback. You know, what's fortunate for him is he's young. He's like, what, early 30s?
Yeah, I think he's 31.
Yeah, give him a couple years, you know, he'll come into his own. He's just figuring it out. They seemed pretty genuine to me. As much as I, you know, probably am more of a critic of him, those videos seem kind of genuine to a point, but then it just got fucking... The first two were obviously pretty low. He seemed pretty lucid. And then the third one, he's just all disheveled and he's dressed different and it's probably a different day. And
I think he was mainline in that Suboxone.
Yeah.
He claimed he was.
Yeah, well, there's nothing good comes of that, man. You might as well just go ahead and stay on the heroin.
All right, let's take more calls. I got a blocked number. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who's that?
God.
Hello?
It's me, Vince.
Oh, no. Carl?
What do you mean, oh, no, Carl, Vince?
Well, you know, it would have been great. It would have been better for you to call earlier when I had Nature Boy and the One Angry Jew.
Yes, but Vince, I don't have time for any of that, Vince. I was just arrested the other day.
What?
Yes.
Everybody's getting arrested. What is happening? What is wrong with this world?
I don't know.
Everybody,
I blame Reaper,
don't know. This is my cabana boy, Carl.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, I now it explains why you relate to the show. But
I'm flying back. I'm in the airport. I'm flying back. I was arrested in Syria.
You were arrested in Syria?
Everybody was burning the flag, and I was burning a Vince in the Bay flag.
What?
And, yes.
Vince, I the Bay flags. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, it's true. I made it for us. It was me and you hugging and kissing Vince.
Oh, God. I hope that was to the ground.
But they arrested me because they liked it. And it had our cat, McGriddles.
Look, all right, we can't get into cats. This, you know, I don't want to be the stereotypical internet show where it all just, you know, all just boils down to cats.
You know, there's this video on YouTube where they stuck electrodes into a cat's brain, and they were able to get an image of what it saw, and it saw people's faces like cat faces. It was really weird, man.
But, Vince.
What?
I'm going to be home. Can you pick me up at the airport? I'm going to be coming home soon, if they let me. My passport's up to date. I got my cat in my...
I still have an hour of a show to go, so I can't promise anything, but...
but we'll see,
okay?
I have the cat... Customs is listening. I smuggled the cat and hummus and those... You know those little twigs that you like to chew on, Vince, at night? I smuggled them. They're in my suitcase right now, okay? I'm in the bathroom, Vince.
Tea tree twiggies.
It's almost like a beef jerky, but it has a minty flavor. Vince loves it. He really loves it. And Vince, I got that butter lotion that you like. The butter lotion.
Did you say
butter lotion?
That's really good quality lotion.
No, Vince. He has crusty his knees and elbows have crust on them.
What?
And
about me?
Yes. The crusty elbows.
Right, that's enough. Carl, that's too much information. You need to just
Vince, but wait, listen, it's It's organic. It's organic, Vince. It doesn't hurt the environment.
I know the fucking spiel, dude. I live in San Francisco. I understand that. You don't have to explain it to me every time.
Listen, I'm on my side. Oh, my God, Vince, they're going to be boarding early. I have your yoga mat. I have your yoga mat.
Good.
And just be waiting for me. Yes. Just be waiting for me in Downward Dog. And have the practice the yoga with the cat,
right,
please.
Fine. Okay, great.
They seem so stressed out the last time I came home. God damn it.
All right, Carl, just get on the plane, all right?
Okay, but Vince, do you love me?
All right, that's it. Carl's gone. Thanks for calling, Carl. I appreciate it. Glad to know you're safe.
Hey, Vince, I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry about that.
You mess around in IRC, and if so, which one do you go to? Reaper Sec?
No, I don't do IRC at all.
Oh, okay. Neither do I.
The last time I did IRC, I was in an IRC with fucking Sabu. You know? And that kind of turned me off from IRC in retrospect.
Ah.
I wouldn't know where to go this if you did. You'd have to tell me. I don't mess around with that shit, dude. That's how you just waste too much time, and then you get up to no good, and it's all recorded on somebody's server somewhere. It's just not smart.
Yeah, Pastebin would go out of business if there was no more IRC.
Yeah. No, I can appreciate it though. It was fun. I used to go on there for. You know, a couple of years ago when, you know, things were really popping, I would dive in there. I would never go in as Vince in the Bay or anything. I would always use some sort of alias, but it was interesting. It was really interesting, especially during the time when these people that we talk about now, like Topiary and Deeplo and Sabu, I would be in these chats, and those people were in the chat. They were in, you know, with like thousands and thousands of other people. It was pretty insane. But I don't know if it's like that still now.
Right on.
But no, I don't go. I haven't been on IRC since over a year ago.
I was thinking about checking out Vox and On, but there's no reason to go backwards as far as technology goes.
Yeah, isn't IRC kind of like a really rudimentary chat client anyway or whatever?
Right.
Isn't it pretty universally easy to exploit or whatever?
So I've heard.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is...
IRC was my favorite thing when I was like 12.
Yeah.
Loved it back then.
Well, I didn't even own a computer until I was probably 20, so. And I'm turning 60 next week, so.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm great. Let's
back in my day.
Let's take another call here. Who's this? Caller, you're on the air. Hello? Caller, you're on the air. You've been waiting for a while.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. Who are you?
Oh, it's me, little Louis Pagan.
Louis what?
Little Louis Pagan. Louis Pagan. Louis Pagan.
Okay, dude. What's going on?
Okay.
Bring it.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. What's on your mind? You called in.
Oh God. Well, first, I'd like to say hello to all the guys here. How are you? Good evening. As I'm listening to your show, and I was laying at the tub earlier, quick observation. I didn't know that if you lay in the tub in hot water, you can actually watch your balls pulsate and watch the balls lift up and down as the blood circulates. But that's like neither here nor there. That's an observation. I should call for something else. I want your take on this. This weekend, the dirty hippies are going to try to take over New York City again. What's your take on this, Vince? The dirty scoundrels are trying to shut New York City down again. Tell me, how do you feel?
Well, you know what? If they do, I will be there to cover it. I don't remember, but we had award-winning coverage of Occupy Wall Street when it kicked off last year. That was, you know, speaking of Sabu, that was when Sabu came out of a one-month incubation period, and all of a sudden things were just popping off. I don't think it's going to be as – I think it's going to be just sort of a – more of a remembrance type thing. I don't think they're going to resurge and do what they did last year. It's probably going to be muted. I think for the most part, the overall mainstream support for the Occupy thing has kind of dwindled. So it's just going to be like just the bare bones, hardcore people. And I don't think it's going to get half the coverage. And it deserves, you know, half of that.
I sure hope they take over Wall Street once and for all and save us Americans from the hands of Goldman Sachs and the lizard people.
Exactly.
Well, you do realize the movement is dead. These hippies accomplished nothing. Nothing. They wasted our time. There was no unified front. They were all busy raping each other and sticking broomsticks up their asses in the park. Filthy. The park was filthy. I can't believe the condition they left the park in. And now they want to celebrate the anniversary by getting together and gutting around circle jerking and trying to celebrate something. I don't know what. I can't believe, Vince, that you are for these individuals. I can't.
No, I didn't say I was for these. I've never said I was for these individuals. I mean, I recognize their First Amendment right to express their opinion, even if I disagree with it. You know, but if they're going to go and camp out overnight and break a law, you know, you got to. It's a, even though it's, you know, a city ordinance, you should obey that. And you know, I understand you're doing some civil disobedience, but that's the whole point. You're breaking the law on purpose, willingly, to prove a point. So
I'm gonna celebrate in my own way. I'm gonna go pepper spray some of those mofos tomorrow. Just to reminisce, because I found it personally funny when they were getting maced and beat up. That was the highlight of my days back last year.
Hey,
there's
a great film coming out that I think you're going to like. It's called Occupy Unmasked. Have you heard about it?
Occupy what?
Occupy Unmasked.
Oh, finally, because we never knew who was behind it, those queers.
Andrew Breitbart, before he died, he produced this film where he and these filmmakers allegedly infiltrate the Occupy movement and expose what sinister rapists and killers that they terrorists that they really are. And it's a documentary that's, I think it's going to come out on HBO or something. It might get a limited release. I don't know, but it got picked up by a production company owned by Mark Cuban, of all people. That's right, Mark Cuban, the fucking bazillionaire, he's got his production company, and they're gonna put it out. You'll probably like that.
Oh, I really want to see it. I want to see the inner workings of these retarded groups. Anonymous and Feed the Dirty Hippies and whatever they call themselves. It was just a mess, a total disgusting cornucopia of just sperm and spit and spittle spattle. I can't say enough adjectives about this. I'm actually happy it crumbled. I'm actually happy they embarrassed themselves. It was worldwide 1 month, and the next month it was down the toilet, and I'm happy about that.
Nice.
I think it started out really.
Are you testing some shit out over there or something?
No,
that wasn't me, mate.
Okay, we got another call. Let's see who this is. Caller, you've been waiting for a while. Who's this?
Yeah. Hey, Vince. It's Jay Lederman.
Oh my God, Jay Lederman. So glad that you hung in there. What's going on, Jay? How are you?
I'm doing real well, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's good. I appreciate you coming on short notice. I'm sure you're very busy with stuff, but give us the latest. We've been interested in getting to know what the details are of what went down with Barrett. We saw a very dramatic tiny chat video and, you know, some YouTube videos leading up to that, and it seems like a very provocative story, and you're in the middle of it. Tell us about what you can about what's going on.
Right. Well, here's what we know, and it isn't really a wealth of information. He was he's been arrested, charged, and arraigned on one count of threatening a federal agent. That would be Agent Smith. That's the subject of that YouTube video that third one in a series of three that Barrett produced. He was taken before a magistrate yesterday, and he had his detention hearing, his federal detention hearing, and they opted to detain him. So it's almost indistinguishable for, I guess, our purposes from being held without bail, like in a state court situation. Because they haven't, what they determined was there weren't really any terms of release that they'd be satisfied with at this point. So either for the indefinite future or until he stands trial, Barrett's going to be in custody. He was originally at the one of the MDCs right outside Dallas, but apparently they've moved him to an overflow facility somewhere outside there. He was, I guess the biggest confusion comes in on his representation and who's doing what. And that's, we were tweeting back and forth before, and I said something about it being a mess. And it sort of is. Barrett, after he was raided on March 6th, the day that, as Biela Goldman calls it, the sabotage was revealed.
Yeah.
And, indictments were unsealed all over the world. Barrett was raided as part of that. And it became clear that if they weren't going to federally prosecute him, they were at least looking to get at him, get at his stuff for whatever information it might have. And it clearly looked like they were trying to do something to him. So, in the wake of that, I was contacted by an attorney down there, a friend of Barrett's mom for a long time, who, offered to represent him for, a fairly small fee and offered to kind of look after the case there. He was familiar with the prosecutor that's on it, and he, was kind of familiar with the lay of the land, and that made sense. Yesterday when Barrett went to court, that attorney went on down, showed up, but because there's a possibility that Barrett's mom might be charged either at this point or sometime later for obstructing justice with reference to the March 6th search, was something that Barrett was, shall we say, ranting about on his video. Tom was gonna stay in reserve for that. So Barrett was sort of left lawyerless. Many people thought that, because I've had some type of attorney-client role with Barrett in the past, that I'd be able to just jump down there and kind of take that on. But, I'm in Ventura. I'm just outside L.A., California. The case is going to be venued in Dallas. So Barrett's going to need someone on the ground there that's familiar with those courts, that's familiar with that prosecutor. She actually called me today. I guess Reuters is reporting that I'm Barrett's attorney, so I'm getting where a lot of people are confused on this. But, she called to ask me that. Currently he has the federal public defender appointed, and although – I have much love and respect for public defenders. I was one myself for, 6 or 7 years, and my wife is still one. I don't know that that's going to be a right fit for this case. Barrett needs – this is a political case, It's a political case. It's a speech case. It's at its nature. It's really at its heart kind of an anonymous case, and it sort of calls for someone with a little bit more specialization on that bent. So that's sort of where we are. A couple of us, in fact, many people have been, you know, there's been a great outpouring of support. Many people have been, you know, trying to find someone that was, you know, willing and capable to do this on either a pro bono basis or reasonably close to pro bono basis. You know, that's, we've sort of been trying to make contact and trying to see who's willing to do what and what, you know, what role, if any, you know, I'm going to play on it, what role, if any, some of the other attorneys and some of the other folks around are going to play on this. So it really is somewhat of an unsettled question at this point.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, it seems like a pretty dynamic case, ongoing case that he has. Certainly a dramatic scene, you know, live on the internet, which was quite shocking, to be honest. I mean, even just seeing it in his replay, that was kind of interesting. That's a sign of the times, where it's just real time eyewitness news, like for real. Pretty dramatic stuff. And that poor girl, that poor girl who's just like, you know, she's just trying to hang out on the internet, and the fucking feds are kicking down her boyfriend's door. Poor girl. Oh man, God, I hope she's legal, isn't she? She's like got to be like 20, 21.
I haven't the foggiest. I don't think I've had the pleasure of making her acquaintance. But
Man, you know, you obviously haven't been in Barrett Brown's chat rooms for the last whatever month or two.
No, I don't generally go on the IRC.
I'm talking about the tiny chats. I mean, he's been doing these half naked tiny chats like left and right the last couple of weeks.
And, I haven't been on any of them. Although, you know, from what I saw, it looked fun, you know, until the Fed showed up.
Oh, you know what I thought was interesting? I don't know if you noticed on the replay, but there's an account in the chat room named Blitzkrieg.
Mm-hmm.
There's literally an account named Blitzkrieg in the chat room, and the moment they bash through the door, almost on the dot, the minute they bash in the door, Blitzkrieg goes up on the video screen and starts broadcasting. It's like a loop of some chick that, like, it's probably porn. I don't know. Some chick like undressing.
And,
you know,
maybe,
I think I know who that guy is, Vince. That's the guy who accompanied Barrett Brown in the speech he gave in New York. I don't know his name, but I've seen him around. Looks like the guy who accompanied Barrett Brown when he did that speech. He was like holding some papers or something. I don't know.
That's Kilgore, by the way.
Really specific guy.
Hey there, Kilgore.
Hey, Lederman.
How are you?
How you doing? I'm fine.
Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, we've got several people on the line. I've actually lost track of how many callers we have. We've got another caller here. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air with Jay and Kilgore and quite a few other folks that I forgot about. Who are you? What's on your mind?
Yes, is Barrett Brown in a FEMA camp?
Pretty much.
Is Barrett Brown in a FEMA camp? I don't know. Jay, is Barrett Brown, where is he being held right now again?
No, he's being held at a federal detention facility. I don't believe it to be a FEMA camp.
Okay, there you go.
Appreciate
the call. Okay. So this was really dramatic. Well, I think the only thing first of all, I can't believe there's really an agent Robert Smith. Are you fucking kidding me?
I thought that was a joke as well. I mean, yeah. And I'm surprised the, you know, the community hasn't run with more, you know, photoshopped cure pictures.
Yeah. But no, the Matrix, though, the guy in the Matrix is Agent Smith.
Right. I know it is. I've seen plenty of those, but I haven't seen any with the guy from The Cure as an FBI agent.
Oh, I've seen some of this. Well, doing a Google search for his name, that came up. But you know, if I would have had more time and thought about this out a little bit more, I would have queued up some Cure, Love Cats or some shit. But of course I didn't think about it. But we got more callers on the line. Folks, if you're new to the show, when you call in, if you want to join the conversation, press the number 1 on your keypad, and that alerts me that you want to be on the show. If not, you can sit back, relax. If at any time you want to chime in, just press the number 1, and that alerts me that you want to join the conversation. I'm here with Kilgore and Jay, and who else do we have on the line? I forgot. We got... two other callers. City of Flint's on the line, and one other caller. Who is that? All right, maybe they forgot that they were on the line.
Probably me, sorry.
No, actually, it's not you. That's FRD, by the way. Who's on the ones and twos. So Jay, tell us what else is going on. Give us some people listening tonight might not know about your background, your history. Give us a little primer on you and your role in the last couple of years with all the different internet related activities that have been in the headlines.
Okay, well, this afternoon I was in federal court in L.A. with an alleged member of LulzSec, alleged to be Neuron from LulzSec. It's the latest arrest. The charges relate solely to the hack of Sony, and he's alleged to have been a member for really just about 10 days last summer. So that's as recently as this afternoon. I think most people in the community that know me began to know me during my representation of Commander X. I represented him before he was actually arrested, but during the time when he believed he was being investigated, possibly pursued, certainly a person of interest in a number of things. I was around when I was actually on my way to meet him when he was arrested, and was on that case until February when he decided to up and leave for Canada. And during all this time, I try to make myself somewhat available for kind of limited chatting and conversations with folks. I still have a pretty busy practice in Ventura. I do all kinds of criminal law. My firm seems to do quite a bit of medical marijuana law. In fact, running around for the past couple of days, I was up in court in Fresno this morning on a little bit of pot, 35 pounds or something like that. So somewhere the cops think it's a lot, but maybe your audience thinks it's a good Friday night, something we can get into. Maybe over a weekend or whatever, or at least I'd prefer to have the jury believe that. Yeah, I don't know. That answer your question?
Yeah.
And Counselor, this is the City of Flint. I had a question for you.
Sure.
What's your record? What's your track record with being a defense counselor? Have you won any of these anonymous cases?
No. The only anonymous cases that have gone to court, I mean, you can name all of them, and the only one that's actually been resolved with finality that I'm aware of is Mr. Ochoa's case down in, I think he was arrested in Galveston. I think maybe he was prosecuted in often, but he went by the handle Wormer or Non-Wormer. That's the only one that's over. PayPal's still going on. You know, the only one I've had that went, you know, that's gone to federal court yet is X's case, and he chose to absent himself from the jurisdiction. You know, Neuron's case, he actually goes by the name Royal. Ronaldo Rivera is his name. Today was our first appearance. So, no, I've certainly not won any yet, and I don't know. I haven't seen the evidence yet in Mr. Rivera's case, but I don't know that it's a case that in the classic sense, you'll conceive of it at the end as a win. I think it's a case that looks like it at first appearances. It's probably going to plead out. You know, so, I mean, in the defense community, we have a number of different definitions of you know, what's successful. If someone's guideline ranges in federal court are somewhere around 5 years and you're able to get them, you know, a year, 18 months, something like that, you know, to us, we consider that a win, whereas, you know, usually the public wants to see a not guilty as a win. So, long answer to a short question, but there you have it.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
All right, we have another caller here. Let's go to the phones. And caller, you just called in a couple minutes ago. What's your name and what's going on? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'd rather not give my name, but I just have a couple of questions for Jay.
Go for it.
Yeah, in March when there was the raid, how much? I mean, was that really to do with the Project PM and the data that Barrett had on some of these government contractors? And I also noticed that in the tiny chat, Barrett brought up the names again of some of the people to do with H.B. Gary. And when he brought up those names in the tiny chat, it didn't seem like it had anything to do with the actual chats that were going on. It was almost like he knew, you know, to say something that if the FBI had him, that they probably couldn't protect him from these contractors, these green badgers or former CIA contractors. I was wondering what was going on with all of that.
Well, to address myself to the first question, I think actually there is some good degree of substance to the claims that Barrett was making that I guess some of these defense contractors were behind the March raid. The reason that bears out with actual evidence is because when he was presented with the warrant, it was, you know, they were commanded to search for, you know, items and information in Barrett's possession concerning InfraGuard and H.B. Gary and things like that. So that's actually a real concrete and provable allegation. As to whether, you know, the government can keep them safe from these contractors inside, I would honestly hope so. I would think so. It's the U.S. Marshals Service that is that's in charge of that. It's not the FBI, but, you know, if someone was going to take care of Barrett, so to speak, it's a lot easier to do it on the outside than on the inside. You know,
okay, because word's going around that he's in the custody of the FBI. So, I mean, I personally was a little concerned about that, knowing that the FBI and the CIA are mostly contractors now. A high majority of them are contractors, not actually government, you know, employees. So, you know, I was curious about that. I mean, if we look at the big picture here, I mean, obviously something was going on with Barrett and being sucked into the internet and the drugs or whatever, but I think he was still, you know, trying to get some attention to overall what was going on with H.B. Gary and why they still hadn't been charged with anything or Aaron Barr. And, you know, there seems to look like be a much bigger story here than, you know, Barrett allegedly making some allegations of wanting to harm the agent. So I just don't know how, you know, I was curious just about how much is going into that and if the if his defense attorney right now is aware of the bigger picture and where they're putting him, if they're putting him in some kind of a medical facility so he can still get his medications, or if they're going to just let him be in pain so that they can try to get more information out of him, or, you know, just like what's really going on.
Okay, well, no, I wouldn't imagine that his public defender is yet aware of any of this, because he's brand new to the case as of yesterday and may well not even have a case filed yet. And if he has been able to see Barrett, he probably hasn't been able to see him for long enough to get the full story. I mean, there's a lot of information there. The first thing you said, I think, was that he was in FBI custody, and that was true for a while. I mean, he was arrested and taken down by the feds. He was brought to Dallas County and held in the sheriff's holding facility, and then again released to the FBI, who transported him over to court. At that point, once he was detained, he became sort of a property, as it would be, of the U.S. Marshals. So, you know, that's what's going on there in terms of that. My understanding is that his medications have been brought over to the facility for him. Now, whether they're going to give them to him is a different matter. That's really hard to say, and the reason that it's hard to say is that, you know, different jails have different rules, and they're not. It hasn't been my experience that any jail I'm aware of would be inclined to dispense Suboxone, which is what Barrett was using to, you know, as sort of the narcotic replacement therapy. So that is going to be particularly rough for him, and I can't imagine he's having a very good time with that at all. He's probably in some degree of pain.
Can his attorney request this? Can he do anything to get Barrett put into a medical facility rather than a regular jail?
Yeah, they can try. And there are, by the way, medical areas of each facility. They'll have some in-house medical, and that's usually what'll do it. And if Barrett's going to be going through an active withdrawal from the Suboxone, you can pretty much count on him being held in a medical facility. But I don't know still that they're going to give him the Suboxone. You have to look at it this way. Suboxone's only been around for a couple of years. You know, before that, people came into jail, you know, detoxing off heroin, and you know, they stayed there. And they stayed there doing it cold turkey. It's not at all a cool thing, but it's one of the realities of jail. So I don't know if I answered all of your questions there, but I hope I did.
Okay, I just have one more question.
Actually, most importantly is that he gets a 40-ouncer every night. Are they providing that?
Mickey's.
Oh, hell yeah. 40-ouncer and dancers. You get in yourself in federal prison.
I swear to God, every time I went onto his tiny chat, there he is, bare-chested with a 40-ouncer and his barely-of-age girlfriend on his lap.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's my last fading image of Barrett Brown.
Jay, I have one more question, if I could.
All right, go ahead. One more question.
All right, one more question. If you're in touch with his attorney, are you in touch with his attorney right now?
No, I haven't been in touch with the public defender yet. So, like I said before, someone's going to go in and talk to Barrett about what Barrett wants, because that's ultimately going to drive this bus forward. But if Barrett wants us to put together a private defense team for him, that's what we're going to do. I mean, you know, let's all remember that Barrett was really generous with his time and his resources trying to get lawyers for Anons that were busted. In fact, that's actually how I came to know and become friends with Barrett. So, you know, that's what we're going to do for him if that's what he wants, and we've been working with that. I've been talking to Greg Hauschebach. She's been really good with that, has been in pretty constant contact with Barrett's mom. I've been talking to a number of other people, including the, you know, the Anon branch of the National Lawyers Guild.
Yeah. Well, yeah. One thing that will make Barrett happy is if he gets the message that the pirates have mirrored Project PM Wiki. So that will not
okay.
be lost. Okay?
All right. I will try to get that to him.
Yeah, I think that matters to him a lot. He put so much into Project PM. Okay, thank you for all you're doing, Jay. Good night.
Hey, you got it. Bye-bye.
Right on. Appreciate the call. We got another caller here. Been waiting patiently. Let's go to this caller here. Hang on a second. There we go. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Caller, you're on the air. You've been on hold for like 6 minutes. Hello? Caller? Test. Is this thing on? Hello? 1, 2. Hello? Okay. Let's try another one. We got another caller here. Block number. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Kyoto. Hello, Vince.
Oh, Kyoto. What's going on, man?
I just wanted to say really amazing show. Appreciate Jay being on. Just a fantastic show. Really appreciate it. And I think I would, you know, like to hear Jay speak to the broader. I mean, just yesterday in federal court in Seattle, non-Anon, but a political activist, part of a federal grand jury that's been convened there that's dispensed a number of subpoenas and attempted to deliver more throughout Cascadia. Young man just went in at the front end of that grand jury on civil contempt. You know, he's facing potentially 18 months for refusing to testify. Another grand jury resistor, and this is all around, people believe, around some property destruction that happened, really minor property destruction that happened as part of a May Day protest. And they have raided several homes in Portland and in Seattle with you know, significant force. It seems as though there's an active move on to oppress radical political dissent in the country. And I would, you know, I would love for Jay to just give, you know, even 5 minutes about how the grand jury system works, because it is important. I saw Barrett's girlfriend tweeting, you know, someone had asked her, did they ask you any questions? And she said, oh yeah, they asked me, you know, why he would do this, et cetera. And it's like, don't ever talk to the cops. Never talk to cops. The only person who could compel you to testify in any way is a judge. And you might end up getting with this young cat guy, which is civil contempt. They force immunity on these people if you refuse to testify with no defense present, no counsel present in the room, no judge present, just a prosecutor and 16 to 23 people randomly selected, a jury of your alleged peers, and you've only got to convince 12 of those people to even levy an indictment. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. Moral of the story is, awesome show. Jay, tell people not to say shit to the cops. I love you guys.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you. The number one source of evidence in all police cases anywhere throughout the land generally comes from the defendant speaking. And it might be somewhat lessened in federal cases where they investigate significantly, but you couldn't be more correct that, you know, the advice we give is STFU in capital letters. Shut it, keep it shut, ask for a lawyer, and generally things aren't quite as bad as they would have been. In terms of the grand jury stuff, I think you really hit it on the head pretty well. I don't know what I can really add to that, or what you'd want me to add to that. But that was, I thought, an accurate and complete description of what's going on with in grand juries and what they can do to you.
Well, let me ask, do you feel, I mean, you've been involved in front edge representation, criminal representation, let's say. Does it feel to you, with your experience in the system, that right now there is much more focus on political activists?
It's tough to say. It seems to me that there's not just more, there's like a ton more, but it may be because I'm concentrating more on this. So I don't know overall, but I'm seeing in my work a lot more of it. You know, I mean, keep in mind, I do a lot of medical marijuana representation, which is very political in nature. I mean, those arrests, those people are literally, you know, prisoners of conscience, like victims of the time. And, you know, the anonymous cases are, I see them as almost pretty much 100% political. And we're seeing more and more of that with the Occupy arrests and with sort of the rebirth of the protester and all of that. I think it's a broader thing, but it may just be my perception because that's what I've become involved in. You know, I've taken, it's no secret that I took Commander X's case pro bono. I took the Lulzsec case today pro bono. So I'll do that occasionally for a case, that's interesting to me, that I believe in, and that, you know, I'm inclined to, you know, put my shoulder to the wheel and fight. But I haven't seen anything in terms of statistics that would let me know. It just seems, it kind of feels to me that there's a ill wind blowing, a little bit of a more forceful edge to the gendarme throughout the land.
Thank you very much. You're a good man for a Jew.
Thanks.
That's Kyoto, everybody. Kyoto, we still have Kilgore, Jay, and FRD on the line. And, oh, boy. I think Kyoto's best friend is with us now. Ric Flair, are you fucking back? Hello? Caller? All right, Rick, you raise your hand when you want to come on, but we got 12 minutes to go. If anybody wants to call in, ask Jay something, add something to the conversation, please feel free to do so. I appreciate it, Jay. It's great to have you on here. Sorry, we had the miscommunication there. I didn't have my Twitter window open. It's open now. And looking at some of these tweets, our friend Asher, Jen, let's just say Jen, says, facepalm, please tell Jay he is a giant derp.
Yeah, I love you, Jenny.
Shout out to X25 Princess for tweeting. Mary Mad. Reverend Magdalena retweeted. I'd love to have Reverend Magdalena call in. She's pretty vocal out there. She would be great to have on the show. But thank you, Reverend, for hopefully tuning in and retweeting the show. Yeah, a lot of people retweeted the show. I really appreciate it. So Jay, do you want to, while we have a minute here, just tell everybody where they can catch up with you, whether it's Twitter or your website or what sort of projects you might be working on, how they can get in touch with you?
Sure. My Twitter is at Lederman Divine. It's at LedermanDevine. That's my firm, me and my partner, and it's LedermanDevine.com. We're in Ventura, and we take cases all mostly throughout Southern California, although I'll be I'll be up in Mendocino in a couple weeks. And
yeah, that brings. I was going to ask you. You also do represent in medicinal marijuana cases. Is that correct?
Yeah, we do a lot of those. We wrote a book that Normal published about a year and a half ago. It's an unimaginative title. It's called Medical Marijuana Law in California. But yeah, we do a lot of those. Those are pretty interesting cases to us. It's an emerging area of law, and it's an interesting area of civil rights for us as well. So,
I'm smoking medical marijuana right now.
That rules.
Thank you. Thank you very much for defending my right to do that.
I will do more of that.
That's probably why Kilgore's been quiet this whole time. Kilgore, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here. What do you want me to say? I love weed. It's great. And prohibition, man. Go Lederman.
I hope so.
Well done. Okay, let's bring on the Nature Boy. Go ahead, Nature Boy. What's up? Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. It's the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Nature Boy.
Yes, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. I was calling in to talk to this wonderful defense attorney that you have here on the line. What's his name, Jay?
Yes.
Jay? Yes. Are you familiar with the Nature Boy?
I am now.
Oh, yes. Woo! Now, Jay, I need some expert advice from you on a situation. I was arrested less than 24 hours ago for trespassing on the personal private property of a Block Talk radio host and nearly strangling her and her family. And they're arrested. They have arrested me. I've got a case pending, and I need a good attorney. Will you defend the Nature Boy?
I don't know. So, you know, Where are you?
I am right here in beautiful Texas. The crime actually took place in Dallas yesterday. So, I know you're familiar with the Dallas area, and I need you to get me out of hot water here. Aren't you familiar with Debbie Daly?
No, I don't think I'm familiar with that.
Oh, yeah, that broad. She's a lying, hypocrite, bottle-feeding, trash bag whore. I want to strangle her, but I can't because it's against the law. And they're trying to lock me up at the throwaway key and take me away from this and May. And I need a good attorney like you. If you can get this anonymous cat off the hook, then you can get the Nature Boy off the hook. I know it.
Well, thank you for the vote of confidence. This sounds like it's going to be a Texas state court case. I'm sad to tell you, I'm not licensed in Texas. So if you do something that gets yourself into federal court, you know, maybe we can do that.
Perfect. Thanks for the call, Nature Boy. Appreciate the call. Folks, we got about 5 minutes to go, and it's getting dangerously close to wrapping up the show. So if you want to call in and get a last-minute call in and get on here with Kilgore, Jay, Kyoto, and FRD and myself, now is the time to do it, 347-826-7667. Thank you, Jay, for joining us, and it's been a pleasure to have you on here and get your insight into everything and your firsthand account of the events that have transpired over the last couple days.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been fun.
Jay, I have a question. Do you think Barrett has a chance in hell, you know, getting off on the whole this is all a joke and hyperbole defense? Is it valid political speech to threaten children of a FBI agent? Is that political speech? Do you really think so?
Well, you know, some of the threatening, I don't know that it's necessarily political speech. Some of the threatening and some of that stuff is is protected, as kind of vile and scurrilous as it seems. Some of that speech is very protected. Our Supreme Court has been pretty good about not making words a crime unless they really, really go to a place where they can't go. And, you know, there's some context to what was going on with Barrett. And it's, you know, there's also some of the language wasn't really direct. I mean, he specifically says, like, I'm not going to kill you. I'm just going to, you know, ruin your life or something like that. Did I get that quote right or close to right?
And look into your kids, right?
Yeah, he's going to look into your kids.
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna,
so,
at the end of the show, I'm going to play the whole clip that really – it was really that the tail end of that that third video, which he – totally looks more, you know, it's obviously shot at a different time. He looks disheveled. He looks disoriented. He's, you know, it seems like in a total different, like he's not as lucid as he is in the other two videos. And it's just kind of suspect to begin with, the way that one kind of sticks out. But yeah, at the end of the show, I'm going to play the entire, the chunk of the clip that I think is probably the most objectionable thing that I think he said, because the first two videos I thought were pretty benign. He was just kind of telling his story or whatever, and then it sounded to me like he was legitimate. You know, you could have interpreted it as a legitimate threat to his kids. I mean, people on the internet might have that are familiar with Barrett Brown would probably know better, because he's probably said that's given the same shtick to a lot of people, but I think he just barked up the wrong tree. I don't know, man. Let's take another call real quickly before we sign off. Caller, you're on the air. You just called in. What's up? Who's this?
Yeah, I called in earlier. I just want to ask Jay, what is it that we can do to help? And I really don't think that playing the threats, the so-called threats, are a way to help Barrett at this point. I really wish that people would stop doing that. So what can we do to actually help Barrett at this point?
You know, that's a great question, and I don't know that there's really an answer for it right now. You know, letting him know that there's an outpouring of support is certainly going to mean a lot to him, I would think. And when we have a hard address, you know, for people to send good old-fashioned regular mail to, you know, I would certainly encourage people to, you know, to write him and let him know that, you know, his work was important and his, you know, presence in the community was important. But, you know, we're not inclined to start, like, a defense fund or anything like that without knowing kind of what's going to happen. And, you know, I don't know how much really passing the hat's gonna mean to this case. It's a big case, and it's going to be a big legal bill, and if someone needs money for it, I don't think we're going to be able to pass a hat that big. But, you know, right now, I mean, you know, all the support on Twitter, you know, is his family's seeing it, you know, the people that are close to him are seeing it, and they appreciate it, and they'll communicate it to Barrett. So, you know, I would certainly say go ahead and keep that up, and when we get an address for him, I'll send it out. I'm sure some other people will send it out over the waves, and you know, just write him.
Cool, right on, Jay. Hey, I really appreciate having you on. We're gonna wrap it up now. I want to give a shout out. In the meantime, there's been a website that's sprung up called BarrettBrownQuotes.com. It's kind of amusing. It's literally just different quotes, I guess, from Twitter. It's BarrettBrownQuotes.com. Somebody tweeted me that. Anyways, one more time, Jay, give us your Twitter where we can follow you.
It's at Lederman Divine, at LEIDERMANDEVINE.
Excellent. I appreciate it again. You're welcome back at any time and on any subject. We like to mix it up here. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. Thank you, Kilgore. Thank you, Kyoto. Thank you, FRD. And unfortunately, thank you also to the Nature Boy for terrorizing us tonight. I'll probably be back sometime soon. I'm trying to get Weave on the show. Look out for that. I've been tweeting Weave lately. I guess he was at the TechCrunch Disrupt, which I would love to find out what went on down there. I know that Zuckerberg had his first words, and I think every other word he said was mobile. But hey, good for him. It gave his stock a little boost. He made a couple of dollars there. Scratched back some of that $50 billion or whatever that he lost in market cap. Whatever. Well, we're in overtime here. I still have Kilgore, Jay, and Kyoto, and FR Dion. Do you guys have any final thoughts? Anything? This is essentially a podcast. We're not broadcasting live anymore. But this will be kept for Pastor for the archives. Any parting thoughts, Kilgore, as we wind things down here?
Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it. It's good talking to y'all.
What's going on with Chronicle.su?
Oh, you know, same old shit. The CIA has infiltrated everywhere, and they're bringing about the Mayan apocalypse. You know, you can see this with the Arab fall, as I've called it, in which Al-Qaeda has basically been you know, everyone knows they're a CIA front group in the Middle East.
Al-Qaeda.
They are attacking these. And, you know, that Bob Dylan also has been attacked for plagiarism, although he's been at it for 50 years. I don't know why they're catching on now. That's kind of just the way folk music works, I thought. He's pretty pissed. Everyone's pissed.
I didn't hear about
that. It's all harbingers of the apocalypse, man.
Wow.
December 21st, it's all over.
Oh, man, it's almost here.
Yep.
Where's the time gone? Kyoto, any final thoughts from you?
I thought we were on Coast to Coast for a moment.
Yeah, this is George Norrie.
You know, I would just like I would just like to say love your local anarchists because we love you, and people should practice effective, studied security culture if they're going to be engaged in the political life, in the criticism of the surveillance state, or if they are anti-capitalist, because those are unpopular opinions. And I believe that the ability of the state to track networks, et cetera, as Barrett to work in part, along with the work of many others who are engaged in it, have exposed in the past 2 years, and that people should never, ever, 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 ever say shit to the cops. And, you know, fucking stand strong.
Or the FBI,
people fight.
Or any law enforcement. You say, I don't have a lawyer, so no, I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, exactly. Give your name. I'm not speaking without an attorney present. Boom.
Yeah.
Your money.
I learned the hard way. Learn from my mistakes, kids.
Yeah. Check out their online resources. A great book called When an Agent Knocks. You know, check it out. It's like 43-page PDF, freely distributed, and it is. It should be your Bible if you are going to engage in this work. There is not anonymity, is what I'm saying. We only know about the ability of the state to to track us, our ability to track us and back doors through leaks that brave people with daring code and a lust for freedom have exposed. And that does not mean that we know all about the ability of the state to look into our lives or to track our networks, regardless of the security measures that we take. Be careful. Yeah. Get off fucking Facebook. Stop posting your bullshit. I love you.
Amen.
I love you, everybody. I love you. Stay out of jail. And if you're in jail, fucking write a motherfucker a letter, seriously. Like Mandela said that getting letters in jail were like flowers to him. Anyway.
All right.
Thanks for the show, man. This has been awesome.
FRD, any parting thoughts?
Wow, man. Fuck, I don't have anything deep like that. Red Dragons, and try to put some part of your body in somebody's mouth tomorrow.
Perfect. Jay, do you have any parting thoughts?
No, I think everyone said it real well. Thanks for having me on. It's been a lot of fun.
Right on. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate it. And before we totally sign off here, one more time. Nature Boy, what part of that?
Yes. This is the name. You think these guys would know the meaning of parting thoughts? This isn't a whole other damn show. Parting thoughts. Yes, good night, Team Vince. And good night to my darling wife, Desert Rose. And Vince, if you don't mind, I want to sing for
my
wife.
She's not even listening, dude. She's not even listening. She's gone. We're in the archive.
Yeah, she's going to hit the archive.
I doubt it, dude.
No, she will. I want to sing to her right now.
All right, hurry up, quick.
Okay. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. I don't know the rest of the words. But, yeah, good night to you, baby. I love you. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Lord have mercy. I'm Vincent Bay. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Peace out, y'all. I'll be back at some point later.
Feel for an escape flash in my eyes like candid snaps. When we clap back, it's a magic flash.
thank you very nice.